Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
インド出身のスワと、
ブルガリア出身のヤンです。
今月のテーマは、食べたら涼しくなる日本で食べる麺料理です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Vastika and I'm from India.
And my name is Jan and I'm from Bulgaria.
Our topic for today is keep cool and slurp noodles. Woo! As we enter the summer season, well, things are starting to get pretty sweaty and gross because of rain season and the summer heat. Some people seem to be losing their appetites during the summer because of how hot it gets in Japan. Well, don't worry, because we're here to help. Today, we'll be talking with our two wonderful guests about noodle dishes that are perfect for this hot summer weather and just noodles around the world in general. So, speaking of, you know, cooking noodles, there are a lot of different ways to cook noodles around the world. Can we start off by discussing what are some of our favorite noodle dishes and why?
Sure, so I'm going to be talking a little bit about India and where it's typically spicy. I'm going to introduce this noodle dish called chow mein. And for me, when I was growing up, I thought chow mein basically constituted all of tteok garyeori. I thought this is what Chinese food is about, like one plate of chow mein, right? Because it's this really spicy dish with a lot of vegetables, sometimes you have chicken and other kinds of meat, and it's very popular as a street food in a lot of parts of the country. And I think it's ridiculously spicy, and it's crazy because we eat it also in the summer. It's not the best summer food because you don't really want to be like blowing steam out of your nostrils and ears in that heat. But I think that's my favorite noodle dish because of how nostalgic it is. After I moved to Japan, I think all my ideas about noodles just shattered completely.
Yeah, like when you first told me about chow mein in India, I was a little shocked because you mentioned about how it's very spicy. But the thing is that about stir-fried noodles in China, they're usually not really spicy. Like they use soy sauce as like the main seasoning. So when you told me that it's spicy, I'm like, okay. So I guess like, you know, when I got introduced to India, people in India probably added their own twist to the dish, and I think that's wonderful. What about Bulgaria, Ian? Do you guys have any special, noodles dishes?
We don't traditionally have what most people would imagine as noodles. As a kid growing up, if you mentioned noodles, I would imagine cup noodles. And even then, I wouldn't actually perceive them as noodles, but more as spaghetti type of thing. And then I later had the chance to eat ramen for the first time, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, yes, we do have something that's similar to noodles in Bulgaria. It's something like a soup topi. Like a bunch of cut up spaghetti that you put in the soup and gives it a more of a rich flavor, more carbon.
What soup do you usually put those type of noodles in?
Very frequently in a kind of a vegetable soup. It has like meatballs inside it, and we will put the cut up noodles inside here. A pretty nice balance, I would say.
Oh, interesting, because in my head I'm imagining soup noodles, but it's kind of like spaghetti because you mentioned meatballs. So it's like a deconstructed spaghetti.
The main thing is that the noodles are really not the main part. They're the ratio of soup to... It's not spaghetti, but it's called pide. Very much the soup is a lot more than the actual noodles.
Yeah, I'll let you try that someday. That sounds interesting.
As for favorite noodles, definitely recently I had a chance to try out abrasobo, and that was amazing.
It's very unhealthy, but it's good for the soul. It's good for your mental health, and I think that's good enough. So we all need that sometimes.
Agreed. Before we go on, there's something that I absolutely need to say. So I talked about chow mein, right? But I think the most representative Indian noodles is actually maggi. Have you heard of it, maggi?
Yes. This is
soul food. It's an instant ramen-like thing, but I never had ramen as part of my vocabulary until like in Japan, but in India, like multiple times in a week, eating Maggi while binge watching anime and other kinds of things. In my hostel life too, we'd had this thing called like 2 a.m. Maggi. I was a literature student trying to like somehow get through a bunch of readings during exams. You get really exhausted by that time. You just need like a load of carbs and masala, which is spices, to make sure that you can get through. And yeah, Maggi has been, when I think about India, sometimes I really just think about Maggi and how amazing it smells. Okay, that's my Maggi rant, but I feel like it would be unjust of me to not talk about Maggi while talking about noodles. So yeah,
well, thank you for the Maggi advertisement. I'll go to the Southeast Asian market to try to find a bag for myself, because you're getting me craving it now. Yeah,
I want to try it as well. I've never heard
of it. Oh, that's very good. Yeah, and back in the neighborhood that I grew up in Vancouver, like, it's a neighborhood with a lot of Asian immigrants, so I have a lot of friends who are Vietnamese, they're from Indonesia or like India or Philippines. And so we also have a lot of family-run, you know, restaurant businesses. And thanks to those, I have a lot of chances to eat noodles, I guess, from different culture. And I'll say some of my favorite are Vietnamese noodles. So there's pho, which I think a lot of people already know about. It's a beef-based broth soup noodles that has like different cuts of beef on top of it. But a lesser known, but I think superior alternative to pho is actually something called bun bo hui, which is also beef-based, but it's spicy. And they put tomatoes in it. And I love spicy food, hence why I prefer that over pho, because, you know, the spice just makes everything a little better. And if we're talking about dry noodles, I think mie goreng, which is a Indonesian style stir-fried noodles. So that is also great. Just put a sunny side up fried egg on top. Chef's kiss. So good. And do you all make noodles at home, or is it more of a restaurant food for you?
For me, it's definitely more of a restaurant food. I do try it out every New Year, as is the Japanese custom, to eat toshikoshi soba. Mm-hmm. So I make sure to make like soba when it's New Year's time. I really like that. I'm all up for watching the soba shows that they have on TV and eating soba noodles. I think that's the only time. Or you know how there's this term called, I think it's yonaki soba, which means like when you're really like craving noodles. I'm in the middle of the night and you don't know what to do with your life, and you're having this crazy existential crisis, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna get out of bed and eat the most unhealthy thing I can, and then just like pop open that cup of instant noodles and eat it. Yeah, I do that sometimes, I have to admit. But other than those two instances, I don't think I cook noodles at home. Not really. And Maggi, if I'm in India, I'm cooking Maggi.
Yeah, Maggi, yeah. Definitely. What about you, Yen?
I can say it's definitely a restaurant food for me. I do not attempt to cook noodles at home because I have no faith in my cooking skills. Do any noodle dish justice. Like my impression for noodle food is from eating at restaurants, and I do not want to ruin that with my own cooking. So yes, I mean the closest I've gotten to cooking noodles at home is you know, Wisdom Ramen. So. And my toshikoshi soba was also instant soba, so...
It's okay, but as long as you got your fix, I mean, that's good enough. Be it instant, be it homemade, like, both are as hearty, so... But yeah, speaking of, you know, season-specific noodle dishes, we cannot not mention hiyashi chuka, which allegedly was invented in Sendai by a chuka ryori restaurant in 1937, so pretty old. Like almost 100 years old, we're talking about. Have you guys ever had hiyashi chuka before?
Yes,
I
have.
Okay,
hiyashi chuka.
I am not sure.
Hiyashi chuka is, they use kind of like ramen noodles, but instead of putting it in soup, it has this soy sauce or sometimes sesame dressing, and they serve it with cucumber, egg, like ham, chopped up into long strands. There are a lot of, you know, different restaurants in the city that does hiyashi chuka. I'm sure each of them has like their own special sauce or something. So maybe this year is the year when you just go to all restaurants that have hiyashi chukas. And you know, this is a perfect season.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the perfect season. It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's sticky, and like you're just in a bad mood because of the heat. So like, why not go grab a bowl of hiyashi chugo and cool yourself down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Time to go on a big hiyashi chugo quest.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go. All right. And on a similar topic about Japanese noodle dishes, because there are so many of them, I just want to ask a few questions about, you know, your thoughts on Japanese noodles, some more well-known ones being like udons and ramen. I know Yan mentioned that udon is kind of difficult for you to eat because of how thick it is.
Yes.
Yeah, so like I'm imagining that you prefer maybe something that's a little thinner, like ramen or soba.
Yes, I love soba. Ramen I like not so much in December though because it's hot usually. Tsukemen as well. Tsukemen is very nice for the summer because it's, not as hot.
Yep. You just take like the broth and you pour it into a bowl. So yeah, it does help alleviate the heat a little. For soba, do you prefer hot soba or cold soba?
Mostly cold soba actually.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Zara soba.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that one.
What about you, Suwasa?
I struggle a little bit with ramen because I feel like it has this tendency, I don't know how to phrase it in English, but like, menga fuyakechan.
It gets soggy when you let it sit, right?
It gets really soggy, so it's a little bit, like, I feel like I can't keep up. I feel like I would be really happy if I could have it in two servings. Mm-hmm. So I have like one little like ramen serving, put it in the soup, have it, and then like have the bit that's remaining. Mm-hmm. But for like a standard size bowl of ramen, I don't think I can like quite get through it at the pace that I'm required to.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna talk about that. Like, I really feel, especially, I don't know, because I feel like slurping is, you talked about how you have to, like, go to all the hiyashichuka shops to be a citizen, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in my quest for belongingness in Japan, Japanese society, I've tried on multiple occasions to be, like, a perfect slurper, but it's so hard. Like, I'm just like, and I remember one of my Japanese granny, she's like, it's just like, you know, like when you're drinking something and you have a straw, right? It's the same thing. And I'm just like, that doesn't work. I'm just in a noodle restaurant. I'm making really random noises.
Like I thought I used to be like a more ramen person when I was a little younger. I'm like, you know, who needs udon? Who needs soba? Ramen's good enough. But like the older I grew, the more soba oriented I've become. And I think that's a sign of aging, I feel like. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a subsidy for international exchange projects that involve the themes of internationalization or multiculturalism. The third application period for 2023 runs from August 1st to August 31st. Please be aware that this application period is only for projects which will take place between October 2023 and March 2024. Citizen organizations that independently plan and carry out such projects are eligible to receive the subsidy if more than half of their members live, work, or study in Sendai. Lastly, the maximum subsidy amount is 100,000 yen. If you are thinking of applying, please contact Sentia beforehand by telephone by calling 022-268-6260 or emailing kokusaika@sentia-sendai.jp. For more information, please visit Sentia's website. And that is all for this month. See you again soon. Bye!
Bye-bye!